What a beautiful song.
That was beautiful.
It was a song that had been written by you, my friend.
Good Lord.
Josh Tillman's the name, Father John Misty.
Good morning, Flux FM listeners. This is Father John Misty.
So great to have you here, man. How are you doing today?
Great to be here. I feel great.
Cool. Where are you coming from, actually?
Where did we come from?
One of the hardest questions to ask.
It is actually, you wouldn't believe how easy it is to have no idea where you are on tour. My job is not to know where I am. My job is to get out on that stage and shake my shit.
And let people know where they are.
Exactly.
I mean, that's your job, you know?
Thank you. My job is to let you know where you are. Where I am is irrelevant.
That's the way to put it. I really think so. That's really the way to put it. Pure Comedy has been out for a few months now, and I've read that you already started working on new material. The next album is kind of already finished. Is that true?
Yeah.
All right. So we're
going to debut a few tracks here today.
No. Road checking some material. Already been recorded?
It's been recorded.
Nice.
I thought I was ready to mix. It turns out I wasn't. I re-recorded a few songs, which happens every record. There's always a few that get re-recorded.
And I think you've started working on that next album fast enough to take your time now and do an extra mix maybe.
Yeah, I mean, with music, time is so relative, down to like, I'm not sure, like, the length of a song. Like on my new album, I have a song that's like 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
And that doesn't feel long to me. That's just as much time as I needed to say what I wanted to say. And with this album, to me, it's not like it came up really fast or like I recorded it really soon. It's just my life demanded that I make this album now. And yeah, so here it is.
Oh, it's nice. And it's a cool little thing that's going to happen in that Sub Pop surrounding once again, because you decided to just stay with them, be your own master. And not go for the next step, because that's what the major companies always they always promise you, right?
Why don't you join us? We could go for the next step, my friend.
Time to go to the next level.
Next level. That was it.
That's
sorry. It.
That's what they always say.
Yeah.
I like this level. This level's fine.
I think so, too. There's levels of being popular that are like super unhealthy.
Absolutely.
For everything. Like for the music, for the artist, for the audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a certain amount of popularity. That happens as a radio station guy as well.
For sure.
It's like super easy, you know? You can go some places where nobody knows you and still kind of try to find yourself maybe.
Right. Well, we have weird ideas of what constitutes better. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's like even with streaming music or something, you know, it's like, is it better to have all the music in the world available to you if you have no idea what you want to listen to? Or is it better to have a few things that you know that you love and there are records that you can go back to and find new things in them every time you listen to it? It's all about perspective.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think you can become a great artist with all the possibilities of the internet in the back of your house or on your computer. But I mean, you're the perfect example for an artist who didn't have much music as a kid around him, or it was Christian rock was allowed, right?
Yeah, and I loved the shit out of the music that I did have.
Yeah.
And some of it was deeply uncool. You know, I mean, like, the music, I had very limited music, but I loved, you know, I had these like Christian heavy metal records and like Christian pop records.
Jesus!
And that's the cool thing about being a kid is that you just... It's like you just love the timbre. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you love the sound of sound.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so cool to, like, a drum set just sounds so cool to you that it doesn't really matter what that drum, with the context in which that drum set is being played. That's what's so fun about being a child.
You don't realize it. It's a propaganda thing.
It's not
thing,
until
kind
you
of.
Get, well, you know,
I mean, the Christian rock thing.
But it's funny because a lot of contemporary music sounds like Christian, sounds like worship music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's like, there are a lot of, there's one Tame Impala song. in particular, it goes like, that's like one of their big hits, right? And it, that sounds like Christian rock, like, I just want to lift my hands to you, Jesus. We will fill this place with your praise.
But that's kind of like the stuff you grew up on, right? That's like a Christian kind of melody,
yeah. And then the new St. Vincent song, the New York, that goes like, I have lost a hero, I have lost a friend. That's also like very worship music, like, I will lift my hands to you, Jesus.
All right.
I will sing your praise.
It's interesting, though. Yeah, you hear Christian music. I think you're one of the only ones or one of the few musicians who realized that connection.
Because I grew up with it.
Yeah.
If you don't see it coming, then you don't know you're doing it. But it's all relative anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
But I read about your upbringing, obviously, and there was this one story that kind of like felt heavy on my heart, and that was the story about your father letting you smash a Red Hot Chili Peppers CD because it was not Christian rock.
Well, yeah,
I mean, and I was like, this is like reverse psychology at its best, like the father ripping or letting the son rip that CD.
Yeah.
And then like, you should never listen to that music. I bet it made you worship the Red Hot Chili Peppers even more than you did before.
I think, well, yeah, maybe. I think it's healthier to have parents who don't like what you like.
Totally true.
I think it's healthier, you know what I mean? Like it's better to have like a caveman parents than it is to have like polite neoliberal postmodern parents
who want to be your friends.
They just they end up destroying you. Yeah. Like destroying the things that you like. I'm very glad that my parents don't like what I do.
Yeah.
And that they don't like come to my shows and stand at the stage just like, oh, wonderful, our little prince.
It's too far away from their perspective on life.
It's not healthy in general. So I thank my parents. And another thing I can say for them is that they, you know, when I be, you know, I mean, you could drown the amount of success I have in the sink, but that when I did become successful, that they didn't all of a sudden go like, oh, wow. Like, you know, I mean, they still think I'm going to hell and that my music is.
And that's something that you can respect.
And that's good. And I respect that.
I get that. Yeah. It's a bit weird to look at that like that, but I get
it. It's just healthier, you know? I mean, you're supposed to like, yeah. I mean, I've been in bands where the parents were always around, and this is fucking dumb. Yeah. It's so
I know the situation when you meet someone who's really close to their parents and they bring them to a show something. And for a few minutes, you'd be like, oh, I wish I was like that with my mother. But after a few minutes, like, oh my God, I'm so happy that my mom is not like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've had that experience intimately, and it always looks good from the outside. You're like, oh, it's so perfect. And then you get in there and it's like, oh my God, you guys are all like dating each other. And it's like this weird psychosexual Oedipal thing happening, and I don't want any part of that.
No, me neither. I actually want to stop talking about
that. That's what my new album's about.
Nice, Josh, really nice. But we're speaking about the changing of perspectives a little bit right now. And that's another super interesting thing about your career, because the Jay Tillman music, it was successful, it was out there, it was interesting. But as soon as you changed your moniker or the nom de guerre into Father John Misty, it seems as if people were allowed to get a little closer to you. One gets to know Josh Tillman more since he's called Father John Misty.
Right.
So how important is changing perspectives in general for you as an artist?
Well, I mean, it's something that you have to do. What's good for an artist is good for a human being, and vice versa. You know, I mean, we're meant to change. It's because we're part of the natural world. The natural world changes. I needed to change, and that ended up being, ironically, like becoming more like myself.
Yeah, I guess. It's fun.
You know, there's all kinds of. There, ironies abound in this situation. I had my first experience with psychedelics and all that, and that was really, really good for me.
That's kind of like the Good Vibration Brian Wilson story a little bit.
Yeah, totally. Right? I mean, you know,
I mean, he didn't change his name, but...
As the years went on, I learned how to abuse psychedelics like any other drug. Mm-hmm. And then I had to, you know, just kind of realize that it's... that the drugs are not magical, that there's nothing magical about this stuff. It's you and what you bring to it. But they were really informative for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, you know, I mean, like when I had friends who were along for the whole Jay Tillman ride and supported me and stuff. But it wasn't until I made Fear Fun that people who I'd known for 10 years were like, oh my God, this actually sounds like you.
I mean, and it's another example for the fact that you have to just keep on going as an artist, right? Sometimes it takes years for you to find your own voice, your own music, your own style, your own rhythm.
And believe me, it was painful to throw away. I mean, because I basically threw away 10 years of work, you know?
Starting
from scratch, yeah.
And that's something a major company wouldn't have allowed. They would
absolutely.
What's wrong with you? You want to have another nom de guerre, another moniker? No way.
And again, I'm really lucky that I didn't, you know, I could have been successful, you know, if a few things had been different, you know, I mean, like, I could have been successful as Jay Tillman, and that would have been a whole, can you curse?
Yes.
And that would have been a whole head fuck, like in and of itself, you know, so. I'm lucky in a lot of ways.
And we are lucky to have you, my man. And we're lucky to be able to give away the last tickets in a few minutes for tonight's show, because it's been sold out for a while. Before we talk a bit more and give away tickets, let's listen to another song, Ballad of the Dying Man, Father John Misty of Flux FM. Father John Misty mit Ballads of the Dying Man. Es ist 15 Uhr und 26 Minuten. Wir haben gleich die letzten Tickets für Father John Misty heute Abend im Huxleys. Vorher quatschen wir noch ein bisschen über die politischen Hintergründe zum Album, über Jobangebote aus Hollywood vielleicht sogar. Und vieles weiteres wird noch hier besprochen werden. There's one little story that I found out today that was kind of like shocking to me, and that was about an immoral offer from Hollywood regarding the Stranger Things TV series. They were like asking you to audition for it, and you were like, nah.
Yeah, I just didn't want to... I probably shouldn't have even told that story. I probably broke some kind of like non-disclosure agreement or something.
It's on, though.
It was a very nice offer. It was very cool. It was, and I was really excited about it at first. I was like,
And they wanted to do two.
No, they wanted me to act.
Okay.
You know, I think they just wanted me to be some character who has like a beard. but being on TV in America, I don't know how it is here, but it's fucked up.
Yeah.
I would never want that level of exposure.
The thing is,
I have a good thing now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
If you're on TV, people go crazy.
Yeah.
People get crazy around people on TV.
What I realized, because I know some colleagues of mine who do shows on television, right?
Yeah.
And everybody who they meet on the street has an opinion about them and their show, although they've never seen it. They only realize, oh, this guy's at a TV station and I hate him.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Although they have never seen anything that he or she does.
Yeah, no, that kind of moral outrage is like a capital that you get to spend now in the culture. And since everybody has a phone and whatever with a camera, it's not, I don't want any part of that.
Yeah, but I think your relation to social media is kind of like a schizophrenic one as well, because I've read that you sometimes enjoy, especially the haters, when they start hating. But then you were like gone for a while and didn't want to have to do anything with the Twitter, Facebook stuffy.
Yeah, I can't, I'm too sensitive. I can't handle it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just not fun. But I mean, that thing you're referencing where I said, you know, I get sick pleasure out of, I mean, that's really dark, you know?
Totally.
I mean, that's a dark impulse. So I just kind of keep my distance.
Yeah.
I wish it was more cut and dry, but, but it's messy and it's really indulgent.
It's sometimes I say to the online guys when they say there's a bad comment on its way, should we publish it or should we hide it? And I'm like, go publish it. I don't mind. Let the haters hate. And then I read it and then I go home and I'm like sad for 2 days. I'm like, why does this guy doesn't like me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I
think that's it wouldn't be so popular if it didn't address something really sensitive and really innate to all of us. Yeah. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be, I mean, we're obsessed. And it's clearly associated with narcissism or blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. It's a narcissistic thing that's happening. That's totally true. And I'm just about to kind of like pause on Facebook because it's like everybody's having their worst day there. You know, you just pop up the thing and like, oh, this happened to me and the conductor on the train and my mother died and stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to know about that, actually.
I think previous generations had like wars and stuff that, you know, like people would get together. They had war buddies and be like, oh, or this collective memory.
Yeah.
I do think that in our lifetime, our generation is going to look back and just be like, God, remember social media?
Yeah.
Remember what a head fuck that was?
Yeah.
Remember how like crazy that made everyone?
Well, maybe.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
It's a really crazy phenomena, actually, because it's changed the whole game. I mean, and at the same time, it's disturbing sometimes.
I think it's spread wide, but I don't think it goes as deep as we think it does. I think it's gonna go by the wayside at some point.
Yeah,
And we'll all have gotten over it very quickly.
Yeah, that's a prediction. I'm going to write that down and hope that it's going to happen.
Out. Yeah, and I think we're all going to feel really stupid.
I hope. I mean, that would be good if we felt really stupid. That means that there's some rest of the brain still working to make you feel that you're stupid still.
Yeah, there's something coming.
there's going to be another LP soon. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be out in 2018 maybe already. I think so. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Cool. We're going to be looking out for some new songs, for new material at tonight's show in Huxley's Neuer Welt. Dort wird er auftreten, Father John Misty mit Band. Und für dieses Konzert haben wir Eintrittskarten, die ich verlosen darf, unter der 030-2000-9000. Berlin 2000-9000, das ist die Nummer zum absoluten Glück, denn hier habt ihr nun wirklich die allerletzte Möglichkeit, an Tickets ranzukommen für Father John Misty, der nochmal seine tolle dritte LP Pure Comedy vorstellen wird. Er wird... Oh, hier kommt schon ein erster!
There we go. That was a world premiere.
Wow! Goosebumps all over my body. I'm loving it. Oh, what a crazy show this is. Have you heard it, people out there? The material from the upcoming Father John Misty LP. My voice gets all sports commentator like. The new Father John Misty LP.
World premiere!
030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Ruft an für die allerletzten Tickets für Father John Misty tonight at Huxley's. Josh, it was a great pleasure to be talking to you.
Man, you too.
I hope we'll meet again pretty soon. You know where we are right now.
Sure.
Just come and visit us again.
Yeah, man.
Okay, cool. Have great fun at tonight's show. Father John Misty hier nochmal zum Vorbereiten auf die Show heute Abend mit dem Stückchen Things That Would Have Been Helpful to Know Before the Revolution. Thank you. Bye.